Zender with you back in the home studio, back at a normal volume and with a restored enthusiasm for life. I had a great night's sleep. First time I slept 9 hours in a long time. I usually sleep, I don't know, 6 or 7. Not that you care, but I think it's an interesting little tidbit. In the home studio in Canton, Ohio, back to black and white. The hair is so bad that I'm wearing a baseball cap, a reverse baseball cap. I know it looks kind of like the hat that Goober wore on the Andy Griffith Show, but that's okay. I'm not too concerned about it. And a dress shirt, baseball cap and a dress shirt. That's how I roll. I have to make a couple of corrections from yesterday's video. I'm sorry, I was so tired. I watched that thing today, and I said, that's interesting. it was kind of interesting. I said that Antichrist meant against and not instead of. What I meant to say was Antichrist means instead of, not against. I eventually kind of corrected myself when I said that the man of lawlessness stands instead of Christ, because against Christ will be so obvious, nobody's going to have the audacity or the stupidity to come up against Christ. The Antichrist is instead of Christ, purports to be Christ, does things that Christ would do. He's a big faker, and yet the fake is so smooth that Christianity itself will go for it big time. Now, the next thing I want to do, I want to correct, it's not really a correction, it's an addition. I said that I want my tomb to be like Abraham Lincoln's tomb in that he had a rotunda. If you ever go to Springfield, Illinois, go to Abraham Lincoln's tomb. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to go in November when it's cold. I want you to go when it's dark. I want you to go there 8 minutes before the thing closes. Do not go during the tourist time. Don't go during the summer. Go in November when it's cold and dark at 6 o'clock. And I want you to go 8 minutes before it closes so that you are the last people to enter into the tomb. That assures you then that no one else will be there with you, because this will heighten the experience. Now, I want you to note that there is an obelisk at Abraham Lincoln's tomb. And this is what I failed to mention yesterday, and I realized that I also want an obelisk on my tomb. No pine box for me. I want a tomb with statuary of the various events of my life and an obelisk. Forgot to mention that. So I want the rotunda and the obelisk and the red marker with my name 10 feet under. No, 8. I'll settle for 8. Now, I want you to consider one thing today and only one thing. I'm not going to bring you 100 complicated facts today. I'm not going to call upon you to follow me as I delve into minutiae on the two witnesses or the book of the unveiling itself. I'm going to bring to you one fact, and then I'm going to have you apply it to your life. And it is this. If the most powerful man that earth will ever see, now I'm not talking about Jesus Christ, the second most powerful man. If the second most powerful man that the earth will ever see, I'm speaking of the Antichrist, if this man cannot shorten the testimony of the two witnesses a single day or hour or moment, then surely the same God who assures us that two men dressed in sackcloth cannot be withstood by every device and plan of the Antichrist, for the love of God, the man of lawlessness. If their days cannot be shortened, if not one moment that was necessary for them to testify, 1,260 days. If the most powerful man on earth can't shorten that, men wearing sackcloth who are unarmed, well, except for that fire that comes out of their mouth, okay, except for that little detail, then surely this same God will see to it that our times are fulfilled. Nobody's life today, is cut short. Many people think that because people die young in this life, and it's tragic. I don't like it, right? Who likes this kind of thing? Many people die young, but nobody's life is cut short. But how often have I heard that term, cut short? His life was cut short. Our poor Jesus only lived to be 33. His life was cut short. Many children killed in the womb, their lives were cut short. No, they weren't. Because God and Christ, Christ who holds the keys of death and the unseen, who holds the keys so that no one can enter death until he provides the day, the hour, and the moment. This same God can protect your life and your testimony until the day that it is destined to stop. And I know that's horrifying to you in a way. The first thing I said was comforting to you, that nobody dies young, nobody. Nobody's life is cut short. Everybody gets their time fulfilled. What terrifies you is that some lives are shorter than others. And I say to you, the longer life goes on, the more evils there are. I have said, maybe stupidly, maybe rashly, and maybe you don't like this. And maybe I should be happy if you've forgotten it, and maybe I should not repeat it because it's so, I don't know. It maybe sounds immature, but I'm putting myself out there. Here it is. Because of the trials I've been through, and what have I been through compared to some of you? I have said that everybody should be shot in the head at age 33. That's what I have said. I'm on record. I'm going on record on right here, right now. In my weakness, in my stupidity, I'll say it again. I have said, of course, I don't believe this, but I have said in moments of desperation or angst or misery, pain, depression, everybody should be shot in the head at age 33, because why should any of us live longer than Jesus Christ did? Why should any of us live longer than Jesus Christ? Because the longer you live in this eon, the more evils befall you. When children die, we wince. We hate it. And yet, think of all the things they're spared. They're gone. We mourn people who die in their prime. But let me ask you this, what is so terrible about dying in your prime? Your prime. Wouldn't you rather see that than people drooling and folded up into themselves at a nursing home, sitting in a wheelchair, smelling like urine? It's terrible. I used to work at a hospital. I've seen this. I've been in plenty of nursing homes. I've seen the horrors there. It's primitive. What happens at nursing homes? I can't see where patient care has come a great distance in the last 30, 40 years. I don't see it. It's the same old, it's horrible. I don't like it. It's the same thing that's been going on for hundreds of years. And I think the evil is that people live longer in an incapacitated state. So here we have two witnesses who are dying after 1,260 days. They're cut off. Just like our Lord's life, according to Daniel, uses this phrase, cut off. He will be cut off. And the lives of the two witnesses will be cut off after 1,260 days exactly of their testimony. And all this time, the man of lawlessness, I assure you, will be trying to get rid of them, trying to kill them, because they are testifying against him and his regime. Just as the Pharisees were after Christ, they wanted Christ, but because of the people, or because of different circumstances, because at one point Jesus disappeared from their midst, they couldn't kill him. They couldn't do it. They never could kill him because he could not be killed. He gave up his life at the very hour and moment it was meant to be given up. Here's what's assured of the two witnesses. Here's what's assured. Their death is assured. Now, death, I hate death. You know this. But their death is assured after 1,260 days. That's the way I'm looking at it now. A minute ago, I looked at it in this way, that their lives were assured. And their lives are assured up to the time of their birth, to the time they begin their witnessing, and through the 1,260 days of their testimony. Their life is assured. But then, that's one way to look at it, but then their death is just as assured as their life. It's assured to happen after 1,260 days. Now, you and I are also God's witnesses. And we may be called upon to endure many trials in this life, many sadnesses and joys, but sadnesses and trials as well. Who's calling me now? Whoever's calling me now, I'm going to... Hang on a second. Oh, okay. I see who this is. And it's going to be funny when I tell this person that was you calling me. All right. Sorry about that. We may be called upon to face many hazards, many dangers, many things that threaten our lives, but nothing but a divine decree. And I say this to comfort you. Nothing but a divine decree can close the testimony of God's servants. And our lives are a testimony. Maybe it's not a dramatic testimony. Maybe it's not a two-witness type of testimony. Maybe you feel like you don't have a testimony at all, but you do. Your testimony is your life. Your life is your testimony. And nothing can close that except a divine decree, because Jesus Christ has the keys of death. Says he does in the unveiling. I have the keys of death and the unseen. And he locks it and unlocks it. Each of God's saints, that's you, that's me, we have our era. As my friend Clyde always says, this is our time upon the stage of life. Everyone else has died. Abraham Lincoln, that guy, you know about him? Abraham Lincoln, the obelisk, the rotunda, yeah. He believed in the salvation of all. Very spiritual man. He had trials. If you want to feel better about yourself, read this book, Lincoln's Melancholy. Fascinating book. The guy was depressed most of his life. He was just vexed by this mental problem. Look at his pictures. How many pictures do you see of Abraham Lincoln cracking up, having a good time? Very sober man. Many disappointments, many, many, many disappointments in his life. Oh, but that's our lot. God decrees that we should all go through these times. And Abraham Lincoln's testimony, his era closed. And now we're on the stage. We're now on the stage of life. And we have a specific amount of time. And it's known to God. I don't want to know what it is. Who wants to know the day of their death? I don't. We have our specific times. And not one of our times will be cut short. Abraham Lincoln was destined to die on April 14th, 1865. Well, it was actually the 15th. He was shot on the 14th, died on the 15th at around 7:30 in the morning. Now he belongs to the ages. Secretary of War Stanton said that at Lincoln's death. And those words are carved upon the marble of the inner chambers of Lincoln's tomb on the rotunda. God has also chiseled in stone the end of your testimony. The beginning and the end, sealed, just like the two witnesses. How's this for specificity? 1,260 days. Your life is just as specifically determined and decided. Therefore, we should face the future calmly and confidently. It is not, our future is not in the hands of our friends. It's not in the hands of our enemy. It is in the hands of God. And he has predeterminedly cut every career to conform to his great purpose, not our purpose. that purpose has been decided, and that purpose will be perfectly executed.